Joining us now to discuss this further is Anna Zielinska, who is a board member of the Jewish Association of Tshulend, which is an advocacy organization working towards a society founded on democratic values and respect for human rights. Through a range of initiatives, it seeks to promote openness and inclusivity with a particular focus on combating anti-Semitism. And Anna, you have just released a report on anti-Semitism, and your report shows a 1,000% spike in online anti-Semitism, as I was saying, after October the 7th. What kind of content are we talking about, and how mainstream is it?
Yes, hi. Thank you for inviting me. Yes, we published a report last week. The English version will be available next week. And what we notice online mainly are individual and group insults. These are insults that constitute a crime in Poland because they're on the ground of protected characteristics, meaning on the basis of ethnic and religious grounds. We also see a lot of incitement to hatred, a lot of threats, and also a very big increase in Holocaust denial, which we also link. The Holocaust denial is very often linked with the anti-Israeli rhetoric, and this is also a very disturbing development that we see online. Yes.
Anna, you track 6 categories of anti-Semitic incidents. Which ones are increasing the most, and what does that say about the climate on the ground?
The most, the one that increases the most is the category that we call abusive behavior, because it includes hate speech and also criminal hate speech. And this because there is a majority of anti-Semitism is happening online right now. That is the category that grows the most rapidly and becomes also very, very vicious, and also is entering or already entered mainstream, and it's becoming very, very normalized in public discourse.
Now, obviously, your report focused on Poland, but do you think that the trends that you are seeing in Poland and the spikes that you are seeing are being repeated across Europe?
Yes, actually, I did. We are members of European Network on Monitoring Antisemitism that combines organizations from 5 European countries. And what I hear from our partners are exactly the same trends, that the antisemitism is on the rise. And if we're looking at Central Europe, it will be mainly online. If we're looking into more Western European countries, for example, Germany, this will be also in regards to physical offenses.
How do Polish authorities respond when hate speech like Holocaust denial or threats against Jewish women is reported?
Well, their response, unfortunately, is not satisfactory. A lot of cases are being ignored and dismissed. The victims are not treated with proper respect and seriousness. It is often said that the cases are not very harmful to the general public. Therefore, not a lot of effort is put into investigating them. And this is also what we are fighting on a daily basis, as we are working on strategic litigation to change that attitude and to show that the sheer amount of incidents should be worrisome and should make authorities to react much faster and much more decisively.
I mentioned Jewish women because your report highlights intersectional hate, especially against Jewish women in public life. How dangerous is this trend, and what impact is it having?
Well, I believe it's worrisome. We don't have data on correlation on physical attacks with the online threats, but this is the trend that is increasing, that has been increasing in the last year that we've noticed. All the intersectional incidents, those targeting women constituted over 20%, and also today, Fundamental Rights Agency released released their fundamental rights report in the European Union, and they also noted as one of the worrying trends violence against women. Therefore, I would say that it is worrisome, and it shows this trend of wanting to remove women from the public debate and attacking them, dehumanizing them in order to legitimize their voices, which I believe is very, very worrisome for a democratic society.
Anna, you mentioned earlier that you link the anti-Semitic spikes to geopolitical events like Gaza, but it's also mentioned that it can be linked to Russian attacks on Ukraine. Can you unpack that? Why would Russia's attacks on Ukraine lead to a spike in anti-Semitism in Poland?
Yes, we notice a very big link with anti-Semitism, with anti-Ukrainian sentiments. And I believe that this is because anti-Semitism is mobilizing Polish society. This is something that is easily recognizable and that increases emotions and involves viewers, especially online. Therefore, when you want to increase visibility of your post or a campaign against a certain group, it is very often done through using anti-Semitic speech, hate speech. And because there is a lot of anti-Ukrainian sentiment now in a Polish society, also due to the fact that we have a lot of refugees in our country, these two are mixing, intertwining, and it comes with a very sometimes lavish conspiracy myths. For example, there is a theory that those Ukrainians who are coming to Poland are not really Ukrainians, they're Ukrainian Jews, so-called Khazars, and that they're coming to get rid of the Polish ethnic people and to establish a new Jewish state in Poland. So these are really crazy theories combining anti-Ukrainian speech with anti-Semitism.
But Anna, my understanding was that Poland was anti-Russia. And so if you look at the Russia-Ukrainian war, the Polish sympathy would have been with the Ukrainian people.
Yes, so I know it may seem a bit strange,
but
are supporting... Yes, we are, in terms of security, in terms of our security, we are supporting Ukraine, we are against Russia, and we want also that the military support will be given to Ukraine against Russia. However, if you look at the attitudes of people towards Ukrainians who are living in Poland, it's a very different story.
Okay.
So it's like a dualism. Something that is happening abroad, this is one thing, and another thing is what we have in our own country.
Many of our listeners are living in the Jewish community in South Africa and other diaspora communities. With anti-Semitism rising across Europe, what can Jewish communities in countries like South Africa learn from your resilience strategies?
Oh, wow, it's a very difficult question. It's community togetherness, being well informed and well prepared for what's coming ahead, what's happening, because if we know what is the situation, what are the data, what is happening on the ground, we can prepare better our responses and stay resilient.